So welcome, folks, to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show webcast. This is our show for this Monday. It's an encore show as we come out of the Thanksgiving weekend, and we now this entire month is just party month. You know, from Thanksgiving to the day after New Year's, it's just one solid, long party, and that's exactly what we're doing on our podcast. Now, today is an encore show. We have Jack Armstrong flying into Ventura from Minneapolis so he can be, quote, live from the World Cup. Your guess is as good as mine. It's Jack Armstrong, the great non-sports reporter who should be better at reporting sports, but he just wants to be on the air. He sucks. Let's listen to Jack as he reports. Oh, soon to be John Armstrong. I forgot they changed the he changed his name so he didn't sound like the guy that was in the movie King Kong.
Yeah, yeah.
Where'd you come from, man?
I was standing at the door monitoring here.
Let's check it out here from last year. It's Jack Armstrong and the World Cup and the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And now the world-famous Phil Hendry Show presents Jack Armstrong at the World Cup. I'm Jack Armstrong, and I'm going to give you my impressions of the World Cup. And today, or yesterday, if you're listening to this yesterday, well, that's impossible. If you're listening to this today, then I was at the World Cup yesterday for the United States of America against Iran, and we'll give you the details upcoming here on Jackson Armstrong Reports on the World Cup. I was at the World Cup, and what do I mean by that? I want to make a very special, I guess you could say it's an appeal to you, to the common sense and the decency of the people. I had some cough, something I ate. The decency of the people listening right now. If I'm watching the World Cup on television and I'm not at my house, let's say I'm watching the World Cup and I'm not at my house. Okay, I'm at the World Cup. I'm not at my house. I'm not at the World Cup in Qatar. How they pronounce it is anyone's. There's six different ways of pronouncing Qatar, Gutter, Gudatar, Katatar. I say Kakatar, or no, Kaka. It's not Kaka. Sorry, it's Qatar. Anyway, I wasn't anywhere near Qatar. I was at the Medallion Motel on Ferrisbrook Road in Ventura, California, watching it by way of Fubo. What I got the subscription of Fubo that Mr. Hendry gave me so I could watch the World Cup. So, in my own way and in my own time, I was watching the World Cup as it transpired and as it happened, live, right in front of me. And I felt, yes, I'm not lying. That's what I said to myself. I said, yes, I'm not lying when I say to you I was at the World Cup, because I wasn't home. I was in a strange place. Oh, man. Pretty tough, huh? It was a strange motel. And the less said about it, the better. But it smelled funny. Nonetheless, there was a nice view of the beach. And why was I there? Because I live in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I don't live in Southern California. So I came to Southern California so I could be here in studio on the Phil Hendry Show and report on the World Cup. And so to do that, I had to get accommodations that Mr. Hendry and his company paid for. But I was at this motel. I'm not saying, I understand, General.
Mr. Hendry gave you enough money for very fine.
Yes. But I decided to pocket some of that money as per diem. Per diem, huh? Bet you don't. You ever know that?
Yeah, I know what per diem is. It's money you get every day for food and, you know.
Okay. Well, he didn't give me no per diem. He just gave me this money. Well, he gave you quite a bit of money for 2 days at a very nice hotel. How do you know? You know,
come on.
It's, anyway, sorry, Ms. Gray. I'll tell you how I know, because I saw the vouchers. God, man. Look,
get on with it, will you, Jack?
Okay, so I was at the Medallion Motel on Festerbrook Drive in Ventura watching the World Cup. The United States, Iran. This was the final game in the group standings of the groupings. So the United States is in Group B or A. I don't know what group they're in. It doesn't matter. I know that the teams that are in the group that the United States is in is Iran is...
Iran?
Yeah, England.
And Wales.
And yes, and Wales. And
the United States.
Oh, yeah, and the United States. That's the four. That's the United States, England, Wales, Iran, and Wales.
You said that twice.
United States, Wales, England, Iran. Is that right?
You're the reporter. Jack, you're the reporter.
Okay. So, I know what I'm doing. So, watch the game today. The United States came into the game today with two draws. That means a tie. And in soccer, what they say when you tie, they say they drew. And they'll say nil for zero, and they give the score of the home team first. It don't matter. So, for instance, in soccer, they give the home team first. So let's say it's Iran versus America. Iran's the home team, and let's say they lost, which they did lose. They lost 1-0. They lost 0-1 is how you'd say that.
So what happened today?
I'm going to get to it, man.
Come on, General. All right.
So the United States lost, Iran lost 0-1. Yeah, they're not really the home team, but that's what would be if they was. The United States won 1-0. That's how you do it. That's how you say it. You don't go 1-0 or anything.
You don't say 1-0 or 1-0.
No, God, that sounds, no one does that. No one does that.
They do in baseball.
No, they don't. They say one run. They don't say 1 point.
Well, I don't think he said that.
Well, okay, but like if the Dodgers beat a team 3, you could say it's 3 points.
You could say it's 3 points, and you'd sound like a big dumb ass. It's 3 runs. You could, never mind.
Get to it, will you?
All right. So the Los Angeles, not the Dodgers, the United States of America played Iran to a 1-0 victory. At, I don't know the name of the stadium. I got to make it up because Mr. Henry said there have been people that make up names for things when they don't know the name. So instead of saying, I don't know the name of the stadium, I'll say that the United States beat Iran at Lukuluku. I'll try to make it sound like it's a guitar language, like a Hatuhachach stadium. How about that? Huh?
You're an idiot.
Oh, my God.
Go, General. Just keep going, Jack.
I hope that we can edit out, and I know a lot of times people ask Bud to edit out, and you don't do it.
No, we will. Do you want me to edit that part out?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I will.
Okay. So anyway, so I'll pretend like he didn't say that.
Yeah.
So yeah, at Lukunumbulu Achemetach Stadium, the United States of America defeated Iran 1-0 in the game. And it was a very interesting game from the beginning because Iran played the United States tough. Iran was pressing the United States in their end. That's what they say when they, in their end means it's where the United States goalkeeper stands. Not goaltender and not goalie. Goaltender and goalie, that's hockey, okay? Goalkeeper is what they say in
soccer.
No, it's not soccer.
Football.
In world football, yeah. So Iran kept pressing the United States. The United States played good defense until finally the United States drove down to Iran's end, and it was Pusilic.
I think it's Pusilic.
I'd have to cut all of this out. I'm going to find out how to pronounce his name. Christian Pusilic. He drove and drove and drove. He had the ball, and in soccer they call it dribbling, just like they do in basketball. And so he drove the ball, and he dribbled it through the Iran defense, and he had the ball. And I think it got passed to him by someone, I forget who, but he just kept going and going and going and going and going, man.
What is your story?
Well, it was exciting to see an American just driving for the win. He all the hopes of America on him as he drove in and he kicked the ball in. And here's the thing that happened to Christian Pusilic. After he kicked the ball in, then he kept his momentum, carried him right into the knee of the Iran goaltender, and the knee went right into his gut. It looked, and I have to be perfectly honest,
Yeah, it looked like he went into the ball area in his balls.
Will you shut up?
Oh, my God, man.
I'll cut it out. I'm sorry.
You got to shut your mouth, bud, okay? I'm doing this, not you.
I understand.
So Christian Pusilik drove in, kicked the ball in on a pass to him into the box, what they call the box. Okay, when I was coming up, you'd say box, it meant something dirty. It doesn't mean anything dirty anymore, and I appreciate that. When I was a kid coming up, they'd say, yeah, the box. And you'd go, yeah, I know, it's dirty. It meant something dirty. It doesn't mean anything dirty anymore. It's a respectable term and one in which we can all celebrate the victories of America. So Christian Pusilik, come into the box. You ought to get the guy's name right, don't you think? Well, can you edit it in?
Yeah, we'll edit it in later.
Uh-huh. Okay. So Christian Pusilik, he drove and drove and drove. He kicks the ball in, and his momentum carried him right into the knee of the Iran goalkeeper.
Goalkeeper.
And boy, I'll tell you, it was inspiring. Everybody was on their feet, the whole American contingent at the Mahalakha Stadium. They went ape.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show World Cup Report with Jack Armstrong. We'll be right back.
This is Jack Armstrong reminding you to get a backstage pass to the Phil Hendry Show website. Go to philhendryshow.com, look for sign up, and then sign up. You can get a subscription for a month. You can get it for a year. And by the way, my name, Jack Armstrong, I'm not trying to say I'm the disc jockey, the famous disc jockey from Buffalo. I'm not trying to say I'm that whoever other Jack. That's my name. I'm Jack. I could call myself Jackson Armstrong or John Armstrong. I asked Mr. Henry, should I change my name to that? He said it might be a good idea. So
why haven't you?
I'm doing a commercial. Oh,
shut up, General. Sorry.
Oh, God. So what I'm going to do... So what I'm going to do is, in future shows, I'll call myself John Armstrong. There's probably a million John Armstrongs, but then that famous names, you know, like the name Jack Armstrong is. But anyway, I recommend it. Me, Jack Armstrong, recommend a subscription to the Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. You'll hear all of the great shows, 55,000 hours of the great radio show, the digital shows. He's got video casts in there. He's got the home movies that he and his dear father, his dear departed father, used to take the Bobby Dooley podcast. There's all kinds of radio, TV interviews, television pilots, what Mr. Henry produced and starred in. And, you know, it's... And those are real good, I guess. I haven't really seen them. So get a subscription to philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn.
And now, more from Jackson Armstrong's World Cup Report.
Thanks very much, General Shaw. This is Jack Armstrong, or Judd. It's going to be John Armstrong, because I'm told that a lot of people... There's a lot of other Jack Armstrong, so I'm going to call myself Joe. I mean, not Joe, but maybe Joe Armstrong.
Yeah, call yourself. You know what you should call yourself? Mighty Joe Young.
Why should I call myself?
Come on, will you, Dickman? Quit screwing around. Sorry.
No, what am I going to call Mighty Joe Young? What about that?
Mighty Joe Young was a giant monkey in the movies.
I didn't mean that.
Oh, thanks a lot for that, man. God damn.
I didn't mean that.
Giant monkey. Okay.
Here's a tissue.
So welcome back here to the Mighty Joe Young. God damn it.
Jackson Armstrong.
Welcome back here to the Jackson Armstrong World Cup Report. So we just described to you how Christian Pusilik, and I think that's how he pronounces his name, or maybe he doesn't. If he doesn't, I apologize to the Pusilik family on account of I watched the World Cup live right there at a motel in Ventura. I come in from Minnesota, so you could say that I traveled 3 hours by airplane to get to this motel to watch the World Cup and to report about it. I'm not reporting to it. That would be, it'd be on one of the teams if I was reporting to, but God.
You got to slow down.
If I was reporting to it, I'd be on one of the teams, but instead I'm reporting about it. So, in the first half, 38th minute, as they say in soccer, they'll say, and it's the other thing about soccer is they don't count down, like you say, at the fourth quarter. They start at 15 minutes and they go down at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, yeah, okay? They don't do that in soccer. In soccer, they count up. They go, okay, the game starts 1 second, 2 second, 3 seconds. Yeah, it's kind of weird, but you do get used to it. And so that the 45th minute or the first, so when they say it's at the 38th minute, it was 38 minutes into the game. So start at zero and count 38 minutes. That's when he done it. That's when Christian Pulisic kicked the winner, as it turned out, for the United States in this match with Iran. Now, there was controversy about this because the Soccer Federation had changed the Iranian flag. They'd moved an insignia in the middle of the Iranian flag that's representative of the Islam. You know, I mean, yeah, it's controversial. Well, they eliminated that, and Iran got really angry. And really, this is a jet. Let me just say,
what do you do?
Get a sound effect.
Okay.
So it connotes that this is a Jackson Armstrong editorial opinion. What the fuck?
Just do it. Do it again.
This is a Jackson Armstrong editorial opinion. I feel as strongly as the American Soccer Federation did about the rights of women and the rights of minorities in Iran being curtailed and being stepped on and kicked around. I feel strongly about that too, but that's not the time or the place for that kind of protest, especially from an official body like the U.S. Soccer Federation. They should have kept their own counsel, and they should not have made that expression. They should have said, yeah, that's the Iranian flag. You don't mess with the flag. They should have said, okay, here's the flags. But by the way, we think the way that Iran treats minority people and women and gay people sucks. Whoa, man, does it suck. This is a Jax. I mean, this has been. Do it again.
But we got to
do it again. This has been a Jackson Armstrong editorial opinion. Can I get a better?
We'll try and find a better sound effect for you, but that's what was handy.
Gay. Okay. And now, back to Jackson Armstrong with my report on a World Cup. Second half came, and it was almost as exciting, I would say, as the first half, because now the United States decided to play defense. And defense it was, as the United States fell back into what they call a defensive posture, frustrating Iran's attempts over and over and over and over again, man, as the U.S. would not let up.
God, you're emotional. It is a little bit.
And the reason why I'm emotional is it was exciting to see America defeat, I think, kind of like, you know, I think Iran's kind of like an evil country in a lot of ways. And it was great to see us defeat them. And one goal was good, and I'm glad we won because that's all it took. But God, would I love to have seen them just score over and over and over and over and over until they're humiliated.
That's a Jack Armstrong opinion.
I'll do it. Give it to me. That's a Jackson Armstrong opinion. So as the United States gradually wore down Iran and frustrated them, the fear was that the fear is they might cause a lot of penalties, a lot of fouls, because Iran was pressing the ball into the box and the United States was all over them white on rice. Hold on. That's a Jackson Armstrong mistake. Please edit it out.
Yes, sir.
So the United States was, you were afraid they would have penalties, and a penalty inside the box like that, guess what? Iran gets a shot, it's a penalty shot, and it's just the guy and the goaltender. And man, 9 times out of 10, the guy kicking the ball scores a goal. The United States could not afford a draw. They could not afford, only 1 point. U.S. only has 2 points, or did going into the game. Now they have 5. And now they move on with England from the Group B or C or whatever.
I think it's Group B.
Yeah, Group. I don't know why I just did that.
Yeah, why'd you do that?
I don't know. From Group B, the United States moves on now against Netherlands. But I'll tell you something. There was a moment in the game against Iran where I thought the U.S. had to give up a penalty shot. And it happened toward the end of the game. A Iranian player was charging toward the goal, and one of the American players put his hand on the guy's shoulder. Now, the guy had kicked the ball, I think, or might have missed the ball. It was heading toward the goal, but the fact of the matter is this dude had touched the ball, and he touched it. I don't mean he touched it. He touched the ball, and
well, what do you mean he touched it?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I don't mean he touched it like he touched his dick.
We're not saying that, for God's sake. Edit it out.
Yeah, I'll edit it out.
That Jackson Arm, edit it out. He touched the ball, is what I'm saying. And at the same time, an American player might have had his hand on the Iranian guy's shoulder. That is a foul. That is impeding the player without making contact with the ball. This is stuff that I've been reading about and stuff that I've been learning about day in and day out, daily and daily with my study. I try to find out about it.
What are you crying for? It's just been hard, that's all.
Let me do this. This is a Jackson Armstrong opinion. I'm sorry, I don't mean to cry, but it was very emotional being at the game. That's been a Jackson Armstrong. That was a Jackson Armstrong opinion. Okay, so that was when I thought we might have to give up a penalty kick, but thank goodness it was not ruled no penalty, and the United States of America went on to hold off Iran there in 9 minutes of stoppage time, and that's something else that I should explain. A lot of people will say to me, Jack, what's stoppage time? What's extra time? Huh? What? What's that? Yes, it is weird. It's very weird. Here in America, what we do is we, you know, stop the clock. If they have an injury, if they need to get a drink of water, or they need to go to the bathroom, I mean, you know, whatever they got to do, we stop the clock. Timeout, official timeout. But they don't do that in soccer. In soccer, if there's like a guy injured or somebody needs to go take, you know, a dump.
Who would need to take a dump in the middle of a game?
Okay, if he needs to do something, they don't stop the clock. They just keep track of the amount of time that it took them to take the, not a dump, but it took them to get something to drink or something to eat or injury time, see? So they just add it on. They keep the clock rolling, but they add on the time that they have taken away from soccer for getting, for to get something to eat, for to have an injury, whatever. So there was 9 minutes of it. That's a lot. You look at a bunch of soccer games, and they don't have much more than 5 minutes of stoppage time, but it was nine. So the United States leading 1-0 going into the extra time. It's 90 minutes is the full game, but now 9 minutes of extra time, and that's when Iran pulled out the stops, charging over and over and over and over and over. Oh, God.
Relax, will you?
Yeah, you gotta take a chill pill.
Sorry, hold on. Please edit out the part where I start to weep. And over, they kept charging the Americans, but the Americans kept clearing the ball and clearing the ball until finally, the whistle. And you know it's the end of the game in a soccer game because the referee blows the whistle twice or three times. He goes, dee, dee, dee. That's the end of the game. There's no buzzer. They don't do any of that. They don't play that. In international soccer.
The Jackson Armstrong World Cup Report. We'll be right back. General Galen Shaw for the world-famous Phil Henry Show website. Lots of wonderful things for you and yours on the Phil Henry Show website. Let's start with Sundays. Do you think Sunday is a day where we're not working? We're working 7 days a week for you. And on Sunday, it's Dr. Ed Elcott's sermon, Elcott, The Next Step. Taking you further and further afield of anything sane, taking you further and further away from the ego, disintegrating the mind, disintegrating, quite frankly, any sense you have of anything sane. It's Dr. Ed Elcott and Elcott The Next Step every Sunday morning. Saturdays, of course, we have the Saturday Classic, where we draw from the great archives of the Phil Henry Radio Show, one of the great hours of classic radio that Phil has performed. Also on Saturday, we have the Saturday Cinema. This past weekend, we had a real wrecked piece of garbage called Adam Age Vampire. Oh, man. And then, of course, Monday through Friday, we have our podcasts. Two encores a week on Monday and Friday, and three brand new shows. Phil Henry's website, the PhilHenryShow.com website. Always thinking, always using the noodle, man. Always the wheels turning.
Get a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show website. I'm Jack Armstrong. I'm going to get one just as soon as we're done here. Just as soon as we're done here at PhilHenryShow.com. The greatest value online other than porn. And welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show's Jack Armstrong World Cup Report. Yeah. All right, this is Jack Armstrong. I'm kind of getting into it now. I'm relaxing.
Yeah, I noticed you're relaxing into it and saying you don't sound quite as stiff.
Okay, well, one thing that I would like to say is you don't need to be doing no commentary.
Well, we were told, Jack, to, you know, support you.
Okay, but I'm, you know, I'm loosening up. I'm, yeah, you know, I know what I'm doing now. So,
all right, so we won't say anything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if I, yeah, I kind of do want you to say so. Anyway, welcome back here to the World Cup Report. I'm Jack Armstrong, or if you will, John Armstrong, which is what I'm going to call myself very soon, very, very, very soon. Reporting on the great win yesterday, Tuesday, of the United States over Iran, 1-0. And as the game wound down and the United States finally won, the Iranians were on the pitch. That's another thing. They call a field a pitch. I'll tell you why they call it a pitch. Because if you felt the way the Iranians felt after losing that game, you'd want to pitch it up. Just, yeah. Okay? You bet.
Edit it out.
What? So, on the pitch, the Iranians were they were incredulous. They were incredulity. They didn't get it. They didn't understand how they could possibly lose. And yeah, I suppose they will look back on some of those plays toward the end and say that the Americans got away with murder, that they mugged them, that they fouled them, that they kicked their asses.
Jack, you've got to pull it together. Pull it together. There's only a couple more minutes.
Okay. That they fouled them and they kicked their asses. And as a, you know, a fan of the United States soccer team, and I've got to be objective too, I just want to say that it was, and I'm saying this objectively, okay? I'm saying this as an objectively reporter. I'm saying the United States kicked their ass!
That wasn't objective, Jack. I don't care.
I don't care.
World famous Phil Henry Show's Jackson Armstrong World Cup Report. Executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
I want to say I'm Jackson Armstrong. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, you know, I'm not trying to piss nobody off or anything. Just trying to do the things that I want to do. I don't know. Congratulations. That's the one thing I forgot to mention, that America's going to be playing Netherlands.
Netherlands? Jesus.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Netherlands. I didn't read it right. Playing Netherlands on Saturday. Netherlands is good, but so is England. And we drawed England 1-1, so I think we can do the same. No, 0-0.
Yeah, 0-0.
God, man, your voice just went, you know.
You've been sounding like a Jack Ball for the whole thing, Jack.
Yeah.
Maybe I should change my name to Jack Ball. I bet you'd like that, wouldn't you?
Frankly, yes.